Welcome to the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner, a yoga therapist, occupational therapist, and the owner of Focused Wellness Therapeutics. I provide one-on-one yoga therapy sessions, small group therapeutic yoga, and online education for yoga teachers that is rooted in science. For more information, check out my website, lauragyoga.com. Hi everyone, I'm Laura. I am an occupational therapist and a yoga therapist. Today we're going to talk about who can benefit from yoga therapy, who should seek out a yoga therapist and think about adding yoga therapy to their overall health and wellness program. So this could be a very long list because I feel like yoga therapy is something that could be helpful in so many different situations. So first I'm going to talk about individuals that are experiencing physical challenges, and that could be someone who has maybe a back condition or a shoulder condition, an injury from some experience that they've had previously in their life. And in those situations, if you don't have a lot of experience practicing yoga, it might not necessarily be a good idea for you to just walk into any yoga class and just say, okay, yoga is good for me, so I'm just going to walk in and start practicing yoga. I don't have any experience in the poses or how to modify them, but yoga is good for me, so I'm just going to do it. That doesn't always work out very well. And there's a few different reasons behind that. Yoga classes can span the spectrum from a class where you are on the floor with lots of props and there's relaxing music and candles and super relaxing and restorative, all the way over to a power vinyasa class where you are moving your body constantly for 90 minutes and you might be in a headstand for 10 minutes. So there's a big variety there. And those classes are not going to be good for everyone. So in that situation, if you are somebody who has an injury and you're not quite sure how to manage it in the context of yoga, having a couple sessions with a yoga therapist for them to teach you how to modify poses, maybe what poses they should avoid to protect a certain area of their body or a pose that they might want to do instead, they will teach you how to make choices so that then you'll have that knowledge and you would be able to walk into a group yoga class and know what to do. Okay, I'm going to skip that pose and I'm going to do this other pose instead because I know that other thing aggravates my back and I'm not going to do that. So it just equips you with that personal knowledge of what you are going to benefit from in your yoga practice. So if you have an injury that you want to manage within the context of yoga, you could definitely benefit from some sessions with a yoga therapist to understand how to manage that, how to still be able to practice yoga. You do not have to stop your yoga practice if you have an injury, as long as you learn the right way to work around it. So people with physical conditions can definitely benefit from yoga therapy sessions, but people who are experiencing mental health challenges can also benefit from yoga therapy. I have found the tools of yoga to be so tremendously helpful in the management of anxiety, depression, patterns of worry, working through fear and things that can be really limiting in your day-to-day life. Yoga can give you so many tools to help you to address those things. So if you are experiencing mental health challenges and maybe you've already worked with a therapist and done talk therapy, yoga therapy would be a great add-on to that to learn relaxation techniques and how to monitor the state of your nervous system, how to feel more connected to your body so you understand the cues and the information that your body is giving you. That can be tremendously helpful in your healing journey with mental health conditions. So both the physical body and the internal landscape, the mind and the emotions, are going to benefit from working with a yoga therapist. The other populations that we can think about are people who want to maintain their wellness. So maybe aging in a way that maintains your function and maintains a sharp mind and sharp focus, maintains your ability to move your joints and get on and off the floor and all of those great things that we want to be able to do as we get older. If you want to have a yoga practice that is going to sustain you throughout the scope of your life, working with a yoga therapist and creating a sustainable practice can definitely be a good goal for your yoga therapy sessions. Because yoga therapy has a really broad scope, we are working with people who have health conditions and health concerns, as well as people who are generally healthy and want to maintain their health. They want to age gracefully and avoid some of the unnecessary lifestyle-related things that we have come to think are normal aging, but they are actually not a part of normal aging, like cognitive decline or decreased mobility. Those are not things that we have to accept. Those are things that we can definitely address to maintain your physical and your mental health at the peak of performance when we address those things on a normal basis. So, working on aging gracefully. The other thing that is very closely related to that are individuals who want to work on personal development. So if you are thinking about maybe switching careers or working on some things that make you feel stuck or things that you feel like are preventing you from moving forward in your relationships or in your career, or maybe you want to move to a new place and you feel challenged with that transition, a yoga therapist can help you work on some of the things that are feeling like they keep you stuck or they prevent you from moving forward and making progress in your life. That can be worked on from an energetic perspective, that can be worked on from a mental and emotional perspective, and it can be worked on from just increasing your felt sense of personal power, that you are able to face challenges successfully. Yoga can be incredibly helpful in building confidence and personal power. So anyone who is interested in self-development, yoga therapy can be very helpful. The next group of individuals that I'm thinking about are people who may be experiencing burnout. So I have a personal connection with working individuals who have been in a first responder position or who have gone through military service and have either experienced different levels of stress and anxiety from that. Maybe they've been diagnosed with PTSD, or maybe they're experiencing general burnout from a very high demand, high stress job. Whether you're in healthcare, first responder, or military, that is a particular population that I have a strong interest in working with, and I've started taking steps to move into that space more actively because I feel that those are people who have put out so much effort toward helping others that we as yoga therapists can then use these tools that we have to be tremendously helpful to that population. Helping the people who have helped others is such a very worthy and important cause. And the tools of yoga can be so very helpful in that process of working toward healing after PTSD or after experiencing something like burnout. So a lot of different populations can benefit from working with a yoga therapist and having somebody looking at them holistically and creating a program that is specifically tailored to whatever it is that they need to work on. I'm sure that I could come up with some other people who would also benefit from yoga therapy. If you have just a general interest in yoga and you want to understand more about how certain techniques that we do in yoga interact with specific body systems, your lymphatic system, your digestive system, your nervous system, there are some very specific practices that you could do to understand those body systems more effectively. That would be a really fun thing to work on with a yoga therapist. If you want to expand beyond just a general yoga practice with somebody who has an understanding of yoga from the 200-hour teacher training, you could work with somebody who has a deeper understanding of the physical body and anatomy when you work with a yoga therapist. So lots and lots of options there. So many people, so many different populations that can benefit from yoga therapy. So I hope that that helps you to gain a better understanding of what yoga therapists do and who can benefit from seeking yoga therapy as a complement to your other health and wellness practices, your other medical practitioners. If you are interested in working with a yoga therapist, you can look at the International Association of Yoga Therapists to find somebody who is close to your area. If you are interested in working with me as a yoga therapist, you can reach out to me through email at lauragyoga@aol.com, or you can reach out to me through Instagram at lauragyoga, and I look forward to speaking with you. Thank you for being here on the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner. If you would like to stay connected to more yoga resources, you can follow me on Instagram at lauragyoga. I have many YouTube videos at Laura Gellner, The Yoga Focus Method, and you can find links to my book, Yoga Therapy at the Wall, and all of my online courses at my website, lauragyoga.com. Thanks so much for being here.